Our coverage continues from the Morial Convention Center down in New Orleans, and happy to welcome aboard Dr. Cade Brumley, our state's superintendent of education. Dr. Brumley, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm great. I'm excited. We have great energy in this convention center with 7,000-plus educators here committed to getting better at their job. So that's really exciting.
So the energy here, I've been surprised by, to say the least. I mean, you're talking about if this is the end of the school year, Dr. Brumley, like they should collapse wherever they are right now. They've crossed the finish line, and yet there's pep in the step all over this building.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've noticed, but you know, we start up at like, you know, 8 a.m. and they go until 4 something. So
yeah,
they're in class all day these 2 days, and then they get the evenings to hopefully refresh a little bit, visit with their friends, but hit a nice restaurant or two. But we're excited to have everyone here, and we just really believe that if we continue to invest in our educators, that they will continue to get better for students across the state.
Now, it's one thing for the state superintendent of education to put out his message, and you've got your message to be sure. It's another thing to have some numbers behind you and the the Cade Brumley Fan Club rolling through as we speak.
Good to see you.
It's another thing to have numbers behind you. U.S. News and World Report posts us up at number 40 overall, the highest we've ever been. What's it like on both sides? Number one, the success that we're moving up, and number two, the realization that 40 is as high as we've ever been.
Yeah, look, I mean, students in Louisiana are as capable as students anywhere, and we understand that we have certain challenges to overcome. But we have to continue to get better. You know, it's 40 in the ranking is great. We need to celebrate that. But I think in a state that's been long challenged, we still have work to do. So I don't want the message to be we're done. You know, we still have plenty of work that we absolutely have to do for students. But we do want to celebrate that we are ranked higher than the state has ever ranked. And I first attribute that to students and their perseverance, but teachers, parents, policymakers, I really feel like our state as a whole has worked together with academic outcomes in mind for kids, and we've tried to push in that direction.
How was day one of the conference or the summit?
Yeah, day one was great. I think that what teachers are feeling is a focus on our priority areas. Brian, I am simply trying to the best of my ability, make sure that kids know how to read at an early age. We're starting to work on making sure they can do those foundational math skills at early age. We're redefining the high school experience with a focus of equalizing career and technical education with college education, making sure that we're providing new experiences such as internships and apprenticeships and those types of things to meet the economy. And then we're elevating the teaching profession. We're excited about so much of the work that we're doing, and we're trying to not get distracted and chase shiny things, but just focus on the most important things for kids.
We've got education superintendent, the state superintendent of education, Dr. Cade Brumley, with us for a couple more minutes. All right, can we stick with high schools for a second?
Yeah.
Because the majority of the conversations that I've had over the last 2 days have been, let's say, K through 5, okay, establishing the foundations early. This apprenticeship topic, as it continues to grow, both as a topic and in reality, I'm finding it fascinating because this is something that, from an institutional standpoint, was never even thought of when I was in school.
Yeah.
Like the idea of the Department of Education wanting to pair folks up to make sure they're set for the next level on the job front, not just a college preparatory front.
You will see massive shifts in this over the next 2 to 3 years. I'm confident in that because of our work, working alongside educators, economic development groups across the state. Look, we appreciate and understand that some students want and need to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And so for those students, we're going to do everything within our power to give them college experience, a taste of college and high school, and then a deliberate handoff to university. But we also have undervalued trade skills, vocational skills, career and technical education. So we are trying to lift that up. And one of the ways that we're doing that alongside of our board and community partners is trying to allow students the opportunity to get out of the school and experience on-the-job training, learn some soft skills in the classroom, you know, but then go out and get that OJT. And so we believe that model is going to pay off both for the students when they graduate on May 15th, on May 16th. They're going to be prepared with their credential or an apprenticeship to get a high-wage job, which is also going to be good for the economy. So it is a different look. I'm not aware of it happening anywhere else in the country, but we're trying to really re-envision the high school experience in the state of Louisiana. High school is a set of 4 years that has to be purposeful.
Yes.
Like, we need to know what we're trying to accomplish in those 4 years. It's not just about going to school for 4 years. In high school, you're moments away from having to, you know, feed a family, contribute to society. And so we have to make sure that we are very purposeful with those years.
Got Dr. Cade Brumley with us. Okay, so that being said, your days are limited. Your high school experience is finite, to be sure. Where's the trade-off?
Yeah.
To welcome in the apprenticeship path, something's got to fall off, right?
Well, what we're doing is we're building those opportunities as credits. So those opportunities are counting as credits during the high school experience. And so thankfully our board, at their last meeting, they approved a new policy for work-based learning. Mm-hmm. And so really now students are going to be able to go out, partner up with a business or industry with, of course, parents' permission and all those types of things. And then they're going to be able to earn school credit for that experience, which is also a paid experience, by the way.
Yeah.
So they get their first opportunity to earn a check. They get to learn a little bit about taxes. And so this is all going to just really work well together if we can pull it off at scale.
So am I oversimplifying by saying think of it more like an apprenticeship as an elective?
Yeah, no, that's a really good way of putting it. We're trying to pair the internship experiences with the areas for which the students are interested.
Okay.
So if they say, hey, I want to be an electrician, you know, then we try to pair them up with an electrical company or an HVAC or whatever that might be. We're trying to give them safe on the job training opportunities, which is different than anywhere that's happening in the country.
Let's get back to this Teacher Leader Summit to be sure. What's our turnaround time? The ideas that are heard here to implementation, how much of what goes on yesterday, today, and tomorrow will we see in the 2024 to 2025 school year?
Oh, it will be immediate. And what I'm really pleased about with this particular event this year is our team made the deliberate decision that we're going to rely heavily on Louisiana educators, our most talented educators, to lead the work. Mm-hmm. And we know where specific educators have real talents, and so we have created sessions around those things. And so our priorities at this event are very simple. Reading, math, tutoring, the high school experience, teacher collaboration, those types of things, the Freedom Framework for Social Studies Education. So we have a lot of great sessions, and we think that the learning is going to pay off next school year.
We got Dr. Cade Brumley with us for just a couple more minutes. I would be remiss in the waning days of the legislative session if I didn't get your take on what has transpired over the past couple months. A couple of things coming out of the session that benefit our education in our state.
Yeah, it's been a long session, I'll tell you that. But a lot of good stuff. I mean, look, we have some bills that really matter. We have some math bills. We have some literacy bills that are working their way through. We have the high-dosage tutoring bill that Patrick McMath is carrying. You know, a big win for educational freedom yesterday when the House agreed to the ESA work.
Yeah.
And so you've got an ESA that's been agreed upon in both the Senate and the House. And so they'll go for concurrence there. And soon you'll have a gator on the governor's desk, which for those freedom lovers out there, I mean, I think that that's a big win.
No, it absolutely is. Steve Carter Literacy Program, which has morphed a little bit now to add on some math. What's that going to look like in application? Because teaching math and teaching literacy, two completely different things.
Yeah. So the Steve Carter Literacy Program went into legislation a few years back, and so we've tried to implement, but we've also realized that there have been some challenges because of the way in which the law was crafted. And so this year's kind of cleanup bill on Steve Carter goes in and makes some corrections and expansions. It moves from just literacy to also math. It increases the value amount of the voucher that the family can receive to get tutoring. And so it increases the types of individuals who can provide the tutoring. So just a lot of changes there that we think will make that program even stronger.
We got exactly 2.5 minutes left with Dr. Cade Brumley. All right, in these last 2 minutes, I got to ask, like today and tomorrow, what does this look like for you? How deep into the individual sessions are you versus how much of a, hey, y'all run with this. This is your summit, not mine.
No, look, I mean, I opened the session up yesterday morning. We did an hour opening session. I was part of that. We were talking about math. I said, you know, with all the talk about literacy, you know, math is jealous. And so we spent an hour yesterday in front of 7,000 talking math. And I could have chosen any subject, but I chose math. And I think it's that important to get that right. But Brian, today I'm leading a session here. I mean, I have a session that I'm leading on organizational structures and efficiencies and how you can tailor a school system to meet the moment for student academic needs.
What are the biggest challenges right now our state is facing? Because I know what you're already tackling and what you're going after, and we're seeing results on those fronts. I guess the biggest question is what's next?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the same stuff. We just have to keep getting better. We have to keep our foot on the accelerator on the literacy work. We're beginning this math work. We have to work on the high school experience, making sure that every kid has access to a high-quality seat and school options for families, continue to elevate the teaching profession. I mean, those are some of the things for which we're going to be working. And with results nowhere near where we need them to be, we have plenty of opportunity. But as you can see, we've got 7,000 troops on the ground here today ready to help us.
What are you hoping those 7,000 troops walk out of here with?
Well, I'm hoping that they leave, and I'm confident that they will, understanding that we as a state agency value them as professionals. They are professionals, and they do a noble work. And so we're gonna make sure that they feel that way, because that's the truth. And also, you know, we just released our Let Teachers Teach recommendations, so we're spending some time with teachers talking about those and how those suggestions and recommendations can also improve their lives as a classroom teacher.
Yeah, we had Kylie Altier on talking about that yesterday. She is doing some phenomenal work heading up that work group.
Yeah, she's great. You know, one of the things, I don't know that she mentioned, but one of the things I think we should talk about just briefly, and I know we're short on time, is, you know, we've got to make sure that the environment for teaching is strong. And so if we have disruptive students in the classroom, that's one of the number one things we hear from teachers. And so we have to make sure that the environment is an environment in which teachers can teach and other kids can learn. So one of the recommendations there was to make sure that those students, if they are excessively problematic, not meeting expectations, or ungovernable, are removed from that classroom to get the support that they need so the rest of the kids can learn.
He is Dr. Cade Brumley. We got to get you back on soon to follow up on that. That's a whole other topic to cover. He is Dr. Cade Brumley. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me.